pensado hot o aún no tienes la respuesta, necesitas mejorar tu inglés. Pero tranquilo, este verano, when the heat comes, tienes una gran oportunidad para conseguirlo. Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. Do you Vaughan?
¿Vas a dejar pasar el verano otra vez sin hacer nada con tu inglés? Vente a Vaughan. Con nuestros Summer Impacts refrescarás tu inglés con los mejores profesores. Este verano, hazte un Summer Impacts, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer Impacts. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Vaughan Radio Madrid 100.4 FM.
Welcome to the Daily Vaughan.
Hello and welcome back to the Daily Vaughan. This is Nick. Are you ready for another half an hour of fun English and news? Of course you are, so let's do it. So I'll be here for the next 30 minutes talking about current affairs, talking about the news and teaching you English. So remember guys, download the Vaughan Radio app, super cool app, and also make sure you follow me on Twitter. So if you don't know how to do that, gentlemen, please let them know the address.
Tuiteanos, arroba I'm Nick Kit, o lo que es lo mismo, IM Nick Keite.
All right, very good. Now, before we continue, let's have a look at these tweets from the last few days. Saeed, Mr. Prolific Saeed, lots of good tweets from the man here. People in love tend to visit the spot where they first met. Ah, nice. So we were here looking at, was it 10-2? I think it was 10-2 we were looking at the other day. Also, loads of information from Twitter. No Twitter, okay. Saeed again, the striking thing about his behavior is that he's never in peace with himself. No, Saeed, we don't say in peace with oneself, we say at peace. So he's never at peace with himself. That's good. Juan, the most striking thing is the increasing fragmentation on the market. Nice. And Saeed, the company is on the brink of bankruptcy. The company is on the brink of bankruptcy. Workers are worried about their future. So yeah, we were looking at to be on the brink of something. On the brink of something. It means, you know, on the verge of something. V-E-R-G-E. On the verge of something, on the brink of something, is when something is about to happen. You're like, imagine like a cliff, you're on the edge of it, it's about to happen. So yes, we were on the brink of recession. We were on the brink of starvation. On the brink of bankruptcy. Very good, very good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's move on. Let's have a look at what is going on around the world today. Okay, so let's look at this. Some of the headlines from the day. Number one, Brazil. Things are so bad in Brazil that they have stopped issuing passports because they don't have the money to issue new passports. That's right. Brazil has stopped issuing passports because of a lack of funds. Yeah, because of falta de fondos. Una falta de fondos, a lack of funds. So, Brazil has stopped issuing passports due to a lack of funds. Because of a lack of funds or due to a lack of funds? Yeah, so she's not working with them anymore. This isn't another example, by the way. Imagine you say she is not working with them anymore due to a lack of investment or because of a lack of investment. Yes, so due to or because of. So, ladies and gentlemen, please send me a tweet with due to or because of. Due to, because of. Right, moving on. Sorry, not moving on, no. I mean, more about this story. The police in Brazil, this is the Federal Police of Brazil. That's the agency responsible for creating new passports, for producing new passports. They have stopped doing this because of a lack of funds. This began at 10 o'clock in the evening, Brasilia time. That's the capital, the time at the capital. On the 27th of June, and they say for the unforeseen future, this will be the situation. Now, the unforeseen future, for the unforeseen future, the word is UNFOR-ESEEN. Yes, unforeseen. Now, unforeseen is, if you just say unforeseen on its own, that's something that you did not predict, you did not expect to happen. There was an unforeseen problem. We had some unforeseen difficulties. But if you say for the unforeseen future, that means for the time being. Yeah, for now. For the moment. As in, this has no... they do not see an end to this. There is no plan for when this will stop. This is going to happen for the moment until the situation changes, but they don't know when. So they say for the unforeseen future, this is going to, they're not going to print passports. They're not going to print passports. Apart from Brazilians who requested passports before this time. So if someone had already ordered it, if someone had already asked for a new passport, then theirs will get printed. Otherwise, no passports for you. So yes, there is not enough money for migration control and for the emission of travel documents. They've met their spending limit. That there's no more for the rest of the year. So incredible, incredible situation there in Brazil. Right, let's move on. Stephen Hawking, one of the world's most famous living scientists. He's warning humanity. He's giving us a stark warning. A stark, yeah, like the Starks from Game of Thrones, Stark, S-T-A-R-K. It's like a sort of shocking or quite a harsh warning about the future of the planet if Donald Trump's stance, if Donald Trump's approach to climate change continues. He's saying that if Donald Trump gets his way, that Donald Trump's climate, if his approach to the climate, to climate change is successful, that the Earth could end up like Venus. And that's right, we could end up as a hot burning planet with acid rain, which is quite scary. So Stephen Hawking has directly said that the US President Donald Trump, his decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement could lead to irreversible climate change. Change to the climate that could not be reversed. This is very scary indeed. He said the Earth could be put on a path that turns it into a melting hot planet just like Venus. He also expressed his concern that aggression is inbuilt into humans and that our best hope of survival was to live on other planets. So he's basically saying, we're aggressive. We're not going to change our ways until it's too late. And because we're like this, we need to already look into living on other planets. It's not a very flattering view of humankind. Flattering. To flatter is halagar. Yeah. So flattering is halagador. So to flatter. Yes, you're flattering me. I like it when people flatter me. Or that is a very flattering thing to say. Thank you. So yes, you've got to flatter, the verb. Flattery is the noun. He loves flattery. Sorry, my voice seems to be going, guys. So that is flattery, and it is a very flattering thing. So guys, why don't you get on Twitter and start using your own tweets with to flatter, flattery, or flattering. Yes, let's see what you can do. So you're not a very flattering view of humankind here. So hopefully he's going to be wrong, but he knows a thing or two about this stuff. Moving on, Angela Merkel, she's promised to tackle Donald Trump on climate change at the G20 summit. So she has promised that she will take him on, she will confront him and fight against him on the issue at the G20. She said, "We cannot wait to act until the science has convinced every last doubter." Yeah, a doubter. So to doubt is dudar. A doubter is someone who does not, they're not sure if they believe you or not. She said that the EU is more determined than ever to make the Paris Accord against climate change a success. This is what she has said, and that she is going to fight Donald Trump no matter the cost. She said, we cannot expect easy discussions on climate change as at the G20 summit. She said, our differences with the US are clear. She said, the Paris Agreement is irreversible and it is not negotiable. So this could make for a very interesting G20 indeed. She said, we are convinced that climate change is one of the greatest challenges facing humanity. She even called it an existential challenge. So, explosive words from Angela Merkel. It's going to be an interesting G20. We'll have to watch this space. We'll have to watch what happens. All right, moving on. All of Germany's Muslim MPs, or members of parliament that are Muslim, voted in favour of same-sex marriage. That's right, they voted in favour of gay marriage. Angela Merkel has faced criticism for opposing the bill and announcing that marriage is between a man and a woman. But all six of Germany's Muslim members of parliament voted in favour of the measure, which is quite surprising for some. So despite Angela's opposition, this historic marriage for all measure was approved by 393 to 226 votes on Friday. Not a complete landslide, but a big victory, a very, very powerful victory. So it has gone through. It is happening in Germany, even though the Prime Minister does not want it in. Angela Merkel, the Premier of the country. Okay, moving on. India. India has planted nearly 66 million trees in 12 hours. More than 67 million trees were planted in a span of 12 hours. This article has contradicted itself. It says at the beginning, nearly 66 million in 12 hours, and then it says more than 67 million. So, a lot. About 67 million trees have been planted in 12 hours. This is in the state of Madhya Pradesh, and that is the new Guinness record for reforestation. So you have deforestation, cutting down trees and forests, and then you have the opposite, reforestation. So this happened on Sunday. A lot of people involved and a lot of trees planted in a very short amount of time. All right, moving on. What else is happening? Hundreds of skulls have been unearthed in Mexico, pointing to a likely Aztec site of human sacrifice. This is a tower of human skulls that was discovered beneath the heart of Mexico City. Now, this has raised new questions about the sacrifice culture, the culture of sacrifice in the Aztec Empire. This is after the craniums, the skulls, the heads of women and children have been uncovered as well. So this has given us a bit more information on human sacrifice by the Aztecs. This is more than 650 skulls that have been discovered. The skulls include those believed to have been of children and of women as well. So this is a huge find, especially for historians, scientists that are interested in the era. We already know quite a lot about human sacrifice, but this is going to give us more insight into who was sacrificed, the number of sacrifices made. Experts believe that the Tower of Skulls is linked to Huey Tsemopantli. He is a guy that horrified Spanish conquerors when they took over the city. So the severed heads, a severed head, by the way, is a head that has been severed from the body, a head that has been cut off, a severed head. The severed heads of defeated warriors were displayed on skull racks. They actually had racks of skulls. There was a real big thing back then, cutting off people's heads, a very important thing. Also, the scientists were expecting just men, mostly young men, because they were warriors, but they also found women and children more than they were expecting. And this is something new. Apparently, there's no record of this. So why have they found so many women and children? We don't know. That is going to be a case for investigation. Right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for the moment. Okay, we will move on. Let's check out something else.
Estás escuchando Baugan Radio.
Do you Baugan?
Sin prisa pero sin pausa. This is the Spanish expression that I use when people ask me what they should do with their children concerning English. Sin prisa pero sin pausa. The target date for English mastery is age 23. Children and adolescents don't need English, really, until they reach adulthood, until they finish their studies and start looking for their first job. This is usually at the age of 23. If they don't know English well at this point, they are in trouble. They have a problem, an important problem. If they don't know English well at the age of 23, when they enter the labor market, they will probably never reach a decent level, a good working level of English. So, as a mother or father, you need to make sure that your children gain a good command of English by the age of 23 at the latest. This means that when the child is born, you have 23 years to solve the problem. Are you capable of solving a problem if you have a 23-year window to solve it? I hope so. Here in Vaughn Systems, we provide kids, children, with dynamic verbal access to English starting at the age of 4. We expose the children to the native sound of the language, and we work especially hard to promote effective listening comprehension and to make the language fun and attractive for the children. Entrust your children to us, little by little, slowly but surely, sin prisa pero sin pausa, we will transform them into bilingual adolescents and prepare them for age 23. Contact Vaughan Jr.
Más información sobre la línea junior de Vaughan Systems en el teléfono 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832.
Science.
Okay, yes, let's look at some science news. What's going on in the world of science, my dear listeners? Well, first of all, climate change skeptics have reportedly suffered a blow. This is because satellite data has shown that 140% is the growing rate of global warming. Let me rephrase that. Global warming is growing at a rate 140% faster than previously believed. This satellite research very strongly undermines other data. Okay, this undermines claims that satellite data proved the Earth was not warming. So some scientists had used previous satellite data to disprove climate change, but this new data seems to disprove the previous data. So climate change deniers and skeptics, they often point to satellite data showing lower temperatures than those recorded on the ground. However, new research has found an explanation for this apparent difference. So the orbit of satellites around the Earth gradually decay over time. They sort of change their path. This is due to friction in the Earth's atmosphere, and this changes the time that they pass over any one spot, and this has an effect on temperature readings. Now, using information from the satellites, a group of scientists have developed a new method of correcting for these deviations in the route that satellites take. The rate of warming was about a third higher between 1976 and 2016. So this is actually disproving a lot of previous satellite data. This is showing that global warming is actually happening, and it's happening more than we thought. So this is in the Journal of Climate, the scientists said that the changes result in global scale warming, about 30% larger than our previous version of the data set. So this is concerning indeed. This is concerning new data about the degree to which we are warming up the planet. Okay, so let's move on. So just to clear up the statistics there, by the way, so that was the 30% was previously. He said that there's been an even faster rate since 1998. After 1998, it seems that global warming kicked up. Yeah, it started going even faster. So not good news. Anyway, moving on. 20 years after the Great Lego Spill, pieces of plastic are still washing ashore. They're still arriving on the beaches. So we got this article here is about Rob Arnold and a group of volunteers. They picked up about 6 million pieces of plastic in one day. That was from a beach near Cornwall in the southwest of England. That was recently. Much of it had been floating in the ocean for up to 20 years. So this is about 20 years ago, there was a big Lego spillage. I made a composite without wanting to. It was 1997. Still getting like the little flippers from certain Lego men washing up on shore. So these are the same pieces we're seeing washed up again and again. This has been happening for the last 20 years. You know, you get pieces of Lego washing up on the shore, and it's still happening today. So you get groups of volunteers going, cleaning them up, and they'll find millions, then they'll do. They'll do another sweep a few years later, and they find hundreds of thousands more pieces. So this is really a huge problem for the local area. Reports say that 353,264 plastic daisies dropped into the sea in 1997. Now, this all comes from the ship, the Tokyo Express. It was hit by a huge wave. The captain described the wave as a once-in-a-100-year phenomenon. It tilted the ship 60 degrees one way, then 40 degrees the other way. 62 containers fell into the sea. And that was including 4.8 million pieces of Lego. So, yes, still things getting washed up all the time. Not just Lego, but other stuff. Apparently, it's got worse since the 90s. So, yeah, just stuff being washed up all the time, all the time. And it might not stop anytime soon. We will have to see. So, Lego being washed up. If you are on the beaches near Cornwall, around that area, you might find little Lego, you might find little Lego figures. And remember, flippers are aletas. They are aletas. That's what you wear when you're swimming, when you're scuba diving. They're the little ones from Lego Men, though. And there's photos in the article of hundreds of flippers laid out on a table. Right, but that is all for the science news, ladies and gentlemen. Let's finish off. Let's move on and check out what day it is today.
Today is...
Okay, so today is American Redneck Day. Happy American Redneck Day. Now, redneck is... It's kind of... I've always thought it's a very... It's kind of an offensive term. It's to refer to... So working class white Americans from the South. It's also, I mean, it's more related to, you know, like you would say paleto, cateto. It's like we'd say he's a redneck. So the stereotype is, you know, like rough Americans from the South who love shooting guns, not very educated. So this is a day being observed every year to celebrate American rednecks. I think it comes from the fact that they spend a lot of time in the sun and they get sunburnt on their neck. Therefore, they have a red neck. It's also Disobedience Day, celebrating protesting, arguing against the government, being disobedient, civil disobedience. When you think something is wrong, you protest it. So it's Disobedience Day. It's also Chocolate Wafer Day, a type of dessert, chocolate wafer. Not my favorite wafers, but either way, happy Chocolate Wafer Day. It's also Compliment Your Mirror Day. Give your mirror a compliment. Now, this basically means give yourself a compliment. So look in the mirror and give yourself a compliment day. Especially for those of you with a big ego, that's the day for you. So happy Compliment Your Mirror Day. It's also Eat Beans Day. So beans can be frijoles, fabadas, habas, all of these things. Beans. So happy Beans Day, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, it's also Stay Out of the Sun Day. So yes, make sure you don't get burnt, especially if you're very white like myself. People like me, we can't spend a lot of time under the sun. You've got to keep out of that sun. You've got to look after yourself. Well, that's all I've got time for, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back tomorrow at 1:30 for more Daily Vaughan. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a great day and keep on studying.